This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4034 for Thursday, the 18th of January, 2024. Today's show is entitled Sleep Tips. It is hosted by Operator and is about 11 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, go with Operator on his journey to Sleepy Town. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. So today I'm going to be speaking about sleep and sleep optimization. A while back, it's been 10-year saga of having issues and difficulty sleeping and trying to bring you on that journey to where I'm at today. So I think about probably 11 years ago, I was doing consulting, traveling a fair amount, staying up odd hours for work, doing after hours testing for security at organizations and doing different time zones. And I think that had some to do with it of why I had issues sleeping. I also think it's around drinking lots of alcohol and drinking and causing that part. And then again, stress with work or work-life balance type of deal. So I started having problems probably back, like I said, 10 years ago. I would have this need to just wake up. And my wife called it witching hours, like 3 o'clock. And the more you talk to people, the more you realize that not a lot of people get the right amount of sleep. And it gets worse in different regions. But for me, I started to realize that, you know, I was waking up around 3 or 4 o'clock. And then from then on, it was more, you know, just kind of flopping around. And I remember seeing commercials, you know, late at night about restless leg syndrome and all that. And I thought it was a bunch of hoo-ha. And then I realized I actually had it. It's kind of almost like the sensation of Tourette's, almost, where you have, it's like the sensation of, like, if you have to scratch your nose or something like that, but you can't scratch it. So you have to constantly move your legs. It's an anxiety kind of feeling, or if you've ever been antsy, that same kind of thing. But it won't go away. You can do exercises. Some people say the bicycles will work. For me, it was kind of holding my legs up for a long period of time and using my muscles, the leg muscles, and trying to tire them out. And that would usually give me some relief for a while. So that ran for about, I want to say, a year or two. On and off, having issues sleeping. I would sometimes drink to help sleep. That would make things kind of worse. Eventually ended up talking to my doctor. My doctor, of course, just gave me pills, which was a sleeping pill. It wasn't Ambien quite yet. It was something else. It was like a tranquilizer, essentially. That didn't really do much. He gave me gabapentin, like a 500 milligram gabapentin. That didn't do much. He told me to up the gabapentin. I didn't feel great with that, and I tried it. Didn't help. Tried Benadryl. Tried every kind of over-the-counter thing. I tried showers, I tried baths, I tried, you know, bar of soap at the foot of your bed, milk, exercise before, exercise after. I tried every single possible combination of anything. The only thing that seemed to make it worse was drinking a fair amount and or staying up irregular hours and not having that normal cadence. So fast forward, I ended up taking a break from all of that because I couldn't sleep anyways. And then about a year after that, I came back and said, you know, I'm still having issues. And he put me on Ambien. That seemed to kind of work for about a year, and realized that it was kind of not really helping me. It would kind of make me forget that I had a horrible night of sleep. And it would kind of knock me out. And I would have days, and you hear people about Ambien and they're like, they don't want to touch it because you essentially day trip. You'll wake up in the middle of the night and you'll do something crazy. And what I would do is if I had problems sleeping, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I would down like, I don't even drink wine. And I would like down like a little bottle of like mini wine or something, or just wake up and, you know, take a few shots of something or something and then go to sleep. Or I would wake up and have a full on conversation with my wife or something. So that got to be kind of, you know, I never did anything dangerous necessarily. Some people talk about driving or doing crazy things. I never did anything like that, but I realized it's like, you know, after I woke up one morning and there was like, you know, a mini bottle of wine next to my office, because I sleep in the office because I'd flop around. So of course you can't sleep with another partner if you're flopping around all night. So I had to sleep in the other room. And yeah, when I woke up and there was like a, you know, empty bottle of, you know, mini wine next to my bed, I realized, okay, this is not great. I think I took a break from Ambien and I tried my routine, which is, you know, no sugars before bed, nothing, no stimulants before bed, being regular about my sleep, regular exercise, not drinking, not doing fake sugars. All that stuff seemed to kind of help. I don't know about the fake sugar, but I know caffeine would cause me issues. So I quit all of that and I tried anything that would, you know, induce those types of reactions to flopping around. I would kill. But for me, I eventually kind of would get it in check for a while, and then it would kind of come back. And it was almost seasonal the way it would come back. So then I realized, you know, it came back with a vengeance. And I was talking to the neighbors down the street, and they said, they suggested two things, Mirapex and one other thing. One of them is a primary care, I think, and the other one was a pharmacist. So they're just like, well, take this drug. I had been pretty steady from then. Actually, before that, there was a time where I vaped THC, and that worked like a charm. It would, you know, I would just do one little vape before I went to sleep, and it would knock me out forever. As long as I wanted to sleep, I could sleep. And it wasn't a groggy sleep. It was a comfortable, you know, I slept like I was supposed to sleep. So that can work for a lot of people too. Not your CBD oil. I did try that. I tried legit CBD oil and other things like that, but nothing worked like a regular, like THC cart. So that's one option. But for me, later on, I started to still wake up in the middle of the night and had the RLS symptoms. Right? And then I'd have to vape again. And then I realized, okay, well, you know, I'm kind of self-medicating. It's working, and it worked for about a year, but then I'd wake up and kind of start to build a tolerance to it. And like any drug, you'll sometimes, most of the time, end up building some kind of tolerance to it. So I switched to the Mirapex, and I'm taking the lowest dose of Mirapex, and that is helping me sleep a lot. And I'm trying to stay normal with my exercise. Sleeping habits are a big part of it. Not drinking kind of at all. And if I do drink, I'll drink a little bit, or I'll drink a lot, or I won't drink at all, because it's not really worth it to chance it for me to drink a little bit and then go to sleep. And then usually I'm fine like the first day or two. And for whatever reason, if I have like two or three drinks, I'll be fine that night. But the next night it will catch up with me, or the night after that it will catch up with me. So I'll have problems sleeping, you know, a couple of days after for whatever reason. They also talk about the circadian rhythm. So I try to wake up and go outside, sit out front with the natural light, and drink my tea and listen to my podcast. So having that regular cadence of the circadian rhythm thing helps, I'm hoping. But here recently, I've been kind of still waking up a little bit at night, but more because of stress, because some things have changed at work and home. So I think that's changed, but some things have lifted in that space. So I think I'm at a relatively low stress level in general, but a lot of times people can't sleep because of stress. Reducing your stress is probably the biggest thing you can do, as far as I can tell. And or, you know, get a second opinion, get a third opinion, keep trying, don't give up. Like anything, any ailment that you have, get a second opinion. But anyways, I hope that didn't put y'all to sleep. And if it did, and you were trying to sleep, then great. But you know, get second opinions, ask around, try something else. Don't give up. Don't live with not sleep. If you have to, you know, vape for a year or vape for however long, or if you have to, you know, if you have to take Ambien for however long just to get you some sleep for a while till you can figure out what works for you, the right medication, the right balance of exercise, diet, whatever, that works. It's not an end-all be-all. If someone, you know, there's a lot of pushback around, you know, taking a pill or taking a medication for something. It doesn't have to be the solution, right? You can take a medication for a short period of time and you'll be relatively okay. I mean, honestly, everything causes cancer anyway. So, you know, if you're going to complain that, oh, you're on Ambien, oh, you know, I don't take that stuff or that's bad or whatever the drug is, it's not a lifelong thing. You might be left with some kind of disposition of some sort forever and have to take some kind of medication. But in general, there's usually something you can teeter back and forth. You can try one drug for some certain amount of time and try another drug and switch back and forth when you build tolerances and stuff. But anyways, hope that helps out. You know, stay vigilant, get some sleep, focus on good practices, good hygiene, get exercise. That's a big one. Walk at least once a day. I walk up and down the stairs. They're air conditioned here at the office. And I walk with my spouse, you know, around noon now because it's not hot. But when it gets hot, we would walk earlier in the morning. So anyways, I hope that helps out. And
y'all have a good one.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.